Let me bring you an update on this story that's been developing this afternoon. Parliament's heard how a court was misled in the case of convicted paedophile Roland Peter Wright, who'd been headmaster at Caldecott School in Buckinghamshire. The MP for Chesham and Amersham, Cheryl Gillan, claims the court was misled in 2003 by Defence Counsel Andrew Bright QC, who is now a sitting judge at Luton Crown Court. She made the speech after the matter was raised by one of her constituents, Tom Perry, who says he was one of those abused by Roland Peter Wright. Our senior reporter Tony Fisher has more on this story. Tony, what was the speech about?
Well, Rob, Cheryl Gillan's speech in the Westminster Hall debate this morning was about the impact of key information not being disclosed to the court. In this case, we're talking about a pre-trial hearing where the onus unusually is on the defence and not the prosecution to disclose all the relevant matters. And now, one such hearing took place in 2003 involving Tom Perry and four other former pupils at Aylesbury Crown Court. Now, the judge in that case prevented their cases being heard in open court, known as a stay, as a result of non-disclosure by Andrew Bright QC.
What, however, made my constituent even more unhappy about this negative outcome was the discovery, as it later emerged, that the court had been gravely misled by the failure on the part of the defence, as the applicants to the court for the stay, to disclose relevant information to it. The information could have meant that His Honour Judge Connor could probably have considered the stay of the indictment not at all justified. My constituent tells me that all the details of this were set out in correspondence with the CPS at the time and copied to the Office of the Attorney General. In particular, it emerged that the defence solicitors, Blazer Mills, had before the hearing in September 2003 engaged in private correspondence with the school on the subject of the availability to the defence of the school pupil records. Had this correspondence been disclosed to the court, it could have assisted the prosecution in opposing the application for the stay and would, in all probability, have undermined the grounds of the application to stay the proceedings on the indictment. However, neither the judge nor prosecuting counsel ever saw this correspondence because it was never produced in open court, even though counsel for the defendant, A.J. Bright QC, according to the transcript of the proceedings, had it with him in court and was thus aware of its contents.
Cheryl Gillan speaking in Westminster Hall debate earlier. Tony, what happened then?
Well, Rob, 5 years later, in 2008, the school released the contents of the correspondence that Cheryl Gillan was talking about between themselves and the defence solicitor. This exposed how the court had been misled and, in effect, deceived in making the order for the stay. There were then calls for this to be corrected.
It was noted that no one, not even the people responsible for making the wrongful submissions in the first place, have been heard to deny that false submissions had been made at the September 2003 hearing, or to deny that the effect of that was that the court was misled and proceeded to rule on the basis of false information. To my constituents' complete and abiding astonishment, the CPS did absolutely nothing. While not disagreeing that the defence had acted improperly by telling the judge that the pupil records could not be obtained from the school, or even through tacit acceptance that the court had been misled by this, it took no action at all. However, not only were the records available, but the defence, in the hidden correspondence that the judge never saw, had actually relinquished its request to be given them. In addition, the Solicitors Regulation Authority also took no action. Neither did the Bar Standards Board. Likewise, the Office of the Attorney General, from whom at least my constituent thought he might have expected some intervention, given the failure of the regulatory bodies to deal with this situation, did nothing.
And Rob, corrections were never made, not just in this case, but others. It's too late now for Tom Perry and the four other pupils. They believed they were denied justice back in 2003, but their abiding concern is nothing had been done to prevent what happened to them occurring again in the future.
Okay. Tony, what did the minister say in response?
The Solicitor General, who supports and deputises for the Attorney General, is Lucy Fraser QC.
Her constituent feels that trust has been shaken in the criminal justice system, and that is, of course, of concern. I should reiterate that there have been, as far as I'm aware, no findings of any misconduct by the Bar Standards Board in relation to the case, but I would be very happy to receive any further information, as I'm sure they would.
And Rob, as we know, Mr. Wright, Roland Peter Wright, was eventually sentenced to 8 years in jail in 2014 for sexually abusing five boys at Caldecott School in Buckinghamshire over a decade on from the cases of Tom Perry and others. And I have put in a request to get a response from Andrew Bright, Judge Andrew Bright QC. So we'll see what happens with that.
Tony, thank you. More on this case to come. Just to recap, Parliament's heard how a court was misled in the case of convicted paedophile Roland Peter Wright, who'd been headmaster at the Caldecott School in Buckinghamshire. We'll have more on the story in the coming days. I'm pretty sure about that.